Things in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Maybe whilst you're still standing.
Tingavura my Bible redu pana 2 Peter chapter 3.
Maybe we might open our Bibles, 2 Peter chapter 3.
Amen. Katapawana chara.
We found the scripture, we will read.
This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance.
Vadikanwi iyi ndiyo nwadiye chipiri, yandinokunyorerai zvino, pana idzidzi dzose mbiri, ndinomutsa ndangariro dzenyu, ndichikuyeuchidzirai.
That ye may be mindful the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles, of the Lord and Savior.
Kuti mugorangarira mashoko akataurwa kare, namaprofita vatsvene nomurayiro washe, muponesi, wamakapiwa navapostora venyu.
Knowing this first, that they shall come in the last days, scoffers, walking after their own lusts.
Pakutanga muzive henyu chinhu ichi, kuti pamazuva okupedzisira vaseki vachauya vachiseka, vachifamba nokuda kwokuchiva kwavo.
And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.
Vachiti chipikirwa chokuya kwashe chiripiko zvino, nekuti kubva pakuparara kwamadzibaba edu, zvinhu zvose zvinongaramba zvichienderera mberi sezvo zvakanga zvakaita kubva pakutangwa kwokusikwa.
For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in water.
Nokuti vanokanganwa nobwoni chinhu ichi, kuti kare denga raivapo nenyika yakaburiswa mumvura, yakaitwa nemvura neshoko raMwari.
Whereby the world that was, being overflowed with water, perished.
Naizvozvo nyika yaivapo nguva iyo yakafukidzwa nemvura ikaparadzwa.
But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men.
Asi denga riripo zvino nenyika, zvakavigirwa moto neshoko irori, zvinochengeterwa zuva rokutonga nerokuparadzwa kwavanhu vasingadi Mwari.
But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
Asi vadikanwa, musakanganwa chinhu chimwe ichi, kuti kunashe zuva rimwe rakaita samakore ane chiuru, namakore ane chiuru sezuva rimwe.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering toward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Ishe haananoki kuita zvaakapikira, sezvinoreva vamwe vachiti kunononoka, asi une mwoyo murefu, nokuti haadi kuti vamwe varashike, asi kuti vose vatendeuke.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, the works that are therein shall be burned.
Asi zuva raShe richauya sembavha, naro denga richapfuura nokutinhira kukuru, nezvedenga zvichaparadzwa zvichipiswa, nenyika namabasa ari mairi achatsva.
Verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness?
Izvi zvose zvichaparadzwa saizvozvo, imi munofanira kuva vanhu vakadiniko pamufambiro wenyu mutsvene nokunamata Mwari.
Revelation chapter 21.
Revelation 21.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea.
Zvino ndakaona denga idzva nenyika idzva, nokuti denga rokutanga nenyika yokutanga zvakanga zvapfuura, negungwa rakanga risisipo.
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Ndikaona guta dzvene Jerusarema idzva, richiburuka kudenga richibva kuna Mwari, rakagadzirwa somwenga wakashongerwa murume wake.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
Ndikanzwa inzwi richibva kudenga richiti, tarirai tabernacle yaMwari iri pakati pavanhu, iye uchagara navo, ivo vachava vanhu vake, Mwari amene achava navo ave Mwari wavo.
Amen. Tinamate.
Amen. We can bow our heads in prayer. Lord Jesus, we come again before the throne of grace this morning. Father, our hearts are ready to hear the coming word. We know that the preaching of the word is the casting away of all evil spirits. And Lord, we just want to thank you as you anoint our precious brother that he speaks that which comes from your mouth. We pray that as the word is being preached, them that have questions, may they be answered. Them that have needs, may they be met, Lord. And them that are seeking, Father, for solving of different situations and circumstances, we pray that you would come and address them. Father, we appreciate you this morning. We give glory, honor, and praise to your name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Tingagara zvedu pasi.
Maybe we might take our seats.
Amen. Nezuro ndaiva ndiri pane imwe nzvimbo inonzi Inspirational Park.
Yesterday I was at a place called the Inspirational Park.
Nzvimbo yachona inongokuinspire.
The place does as the name, it inspires.
Amen. Saka ndotenda kuti ndakabva ne ka inspiration ipapo.
I believe I left that place with a bit of inspiration.
Ndikuda kutora mari dzandichaparidza mangwana nano kubva mubhuku rakaparidzwa nomuprofita in 1964.
I want to take my subject this morning from a sermon that Brother Branham preached in 1964.
Vakapa musoro kuti the future home of the heavenly bridegroom and the earthly bride.
Vakapa musoro musha unouya wechikomba chokudenga nemwenga wepasi.
Amen. Ndinogona kuzotadza kunyatsopinda munyaya yachona.
Maybe I might fail to delve into the issue.
Saka ndichapa hangu musoro wenyaya nokuti dzimwe nguva handizosviki pakunyatsopinda munyaya yemusha uyu.
I will give a title. Maybe sometimes I might not get into the subject that much.
Amen. Ndangofunga kuti dzimwe nguva tinogona kukangana kuti kune musha watiri kuenda.
I just thought sometimes we might fail to understand that we have got a home that we are going to.
Saka tinongogadzirisana kuti tizive kuti kune musha uriko.
So we want to remind one another to know that there is a heaven to go to.
Saka nasi tese neni included tikudambotoka inventory yeupenyu hwedu.
So today, all of us included, we are going to take inventory of our life.
Amen. Saka ndingangopa musoro wenyaya ukutiwo, scripture does not contradict scripture.
Ndinopa musoro wekuti gwaro haripesani nerimwe gwaro.
Amen. Taverenga kubva kuna Peter.
We read from the book of Peter.
Tikanzwa matsanangurira aita.
And we heard the way he was explaining.
Tikazonerenga kuna zvakazarurwa tikanzwa John matauriro akanga achiita.
We also went to Revelation and we had John's explanation of it.
Amen. Varume vavo kana usiri inspired kuti usina kufemerwa unogona kufunga kuti vaipesana.
Now, if you were not inspired, you might think that these two gentlemen were contradicting one another.
But as we look at
it this morning, you understand that they were talking about the same thing.
Amen. That's
what we want to get into this morning by God's grace.
Brother Branham says here, I've been telling you in the times past about the seven seals and the church ages. And the things that's been taken place. Now, this morning, I have a very important subject.
Amen.
So I'm taking from one of Brother Branham's important subjects.
Amen.
I have a very important subject. To me, it's a very blessed
one.
And I hope it strikes you the same way. If I could only give it in the inspiration I received it in. But that's up to God to do that. Amen. So, Brother Branham had got this message in a way that was inspired.
Brother Branham, pangawana marizei munzira yakafemerwa.
And he wanted his congregation to get it in the same way that he received it also.
Vaida kuti ungano izviwane nenzira yavanga vazvigamuchira ivo, Brother Branham.
Now, for this great subject,
zvino kudzidzo chikuru ichi,
I suppose if I would take my time on this, because I have to bring so many things, it would take weeks. But I've wrote down some scriptures, some notes, just to hit the highlights of it. To where it would let you study.
Kuti tingorova nhongo nyanyai igokusvitsai pekuti munokwanisa kuzoverenga mamoga.
Amen. I hope this church is like those at Berea.
Tinotenda kuti kereke ino yakafanana nekereke yepaBerea.
Amen. So I'm hitting the highlights also of the highlights of Brother Branham.
Saka ini ndicharova nhongonya dzenhongonya dza Brother Branham.
Amen. As we stand, O Lord, till our hearts with gladness because of the reading of the word. Knowing that Jesus has said that heavens and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Amen. All scripture is to be fulfilled. Amen. So, Brother Branham, before he read 2 Peter, where I read,
Brother Branham, Second Peter,
he says, as we read these things, may we have an understanding from you, the hour in which we live. Amen.
Amen.
We ask in Jesus' name. Brother Branham says that.
Muzita ra Jesu Christ.
Amen. Now I'm getting into my sermon. I will read the way Brother Branham prayed before he got into the message. He says, Lord Jesus,
Jesu Christ,
with such a promise and such stern talk, talk as Jesus himself. And the apostle has given us concerning the hour we are approaching. Give us, O Lord, of thy direction, that we might know how to approach it in the right way. Because it's coming. We know the scripture must be fulfilled. Amen. The earth is to pass away. Now we understand here that these two scriptures, the reason I read 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, and compared it with Revelation 21. So Brother Branham here is comparing 2 Peter chapter 3 and Revelation chapter 21.
Brother Branham, 2 Peter chapter 3 na Revelation 21.
So he is saying the reason why I did that is they both here are speaking the same subject. Amen. But John never wrote it out like Peter did. Brothers, here we have got two preachers here. We have got Peter and John. They are talking of one subject. But sometimes if you don't get deep enough into Revelation, you may think these two brothers were contradicting one another. But they were not. You see why Brother Branham talks like that. Amen. Normally we have problems where somebody will say, you said such and such a thing. And you say, no, I didn't mean the way you are saying it. Amen. You see why it's like that, but Brother Branham is going to explain. Amen. He says, these two brothers were talking about the same subject. But John never wrote it out like Peter did. We understand that this great home of the bride is to be here on earth. Of course, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they've missed on this. You know what they actually think? That car you drive, brother, they think that when the earth passes away, they will drive your car. Amen. They have a bit of revelation, but they don't know exactly what is happening. Amen. Brother Branham says, and now, if you read, just like 21 chapter of Revelation, the apostle here said, or the prophet said that, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The way we have read it in Revelation is, John was saying, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. You know, it sounds like there comes an annihilation. Amen. Because there is now a new earth and a new heaven. It seems as though the old heavens and the old earth has passed away. Completely. Not to be remembered. Now, where I always read, always find my message is by prayer. That's Brother Branham.
The Brother Branham.
If we ministers would want to copy that, we should just do that. Amen. Brother Branham would get his messages through prayer.
Brother Branham may want a marriage burigiza no munamato.
I will be sitting in prayer and something reveals to me.
And I wait on
it a few minutes and see if it's right. Then I feel it closer. Amen. Not far away, but closer to you. And then sometimes I keep waiting till it breaks into a vision. We might not get to that. Amen.
We have got a boundary.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen. My messages, yes, my spoken words, my jinji, akaparidzwa by vision.
Most of the spoken words were preached by vision.
Amen. Saka Brother Branham would wait until sometimes it would break into a vision.
Brother Branham might have mira kushika dzimwe nguva.
Amen. Amen. So, we are taking from what Brother Branham got when he went into a vision. Amen. But when it begins to come, and I am satisfied it comes from God, amen.
Because some of the visions will not be from God.
Amen. Then there
is a man that went to Brother Branham, a minister brother, and he says, Brother Branham, the
amen.
Lord gave
vision
me a vision. The vision came from the Lord.
Amen.
And Brother Bram says, your vision was good. But it is not tallying up with Scripture.
Amen. Fine.
Let's stick to the subject.
Okay. Then he says, he will check if I'm satisfied it's from God, then I go to the scripture. That is for confirmation of every spiritual thing that's done. Because the Bible is the complete revelation of Jesus Christ. And now, in that, maybe I find a place in the scripture that doesn't sound just right. Amen. Most of us who read the spoken word, there are places where you read, and sometimes you are not able to tie that quotation with that other quotation. Amen. It happens. Even if you are reading the Bible, sometimes you cannot understand some other things. Amen. So Brother Branham says he checks on that. Okay. He says, and I go back again to prayer.
So this message we received from a man who went to prayer. He would not preach just for the sake
Amen.
Of finishing a service. He had to check with scripture. And he sees another scripture that appears to contradict another. Let me just push it anyhow. He would go back
Amen.
To prayer. And he prays again. That God, you have revealed
this
to me.
Vision.
I broke into a vision. These are the scriptures. They are not lying up. What do
Amen.
I do?
So what he would do then, he says, it comes again.
zvinodzoka zvikare.
Then I begin to examine the scripture.
Ndotanga kuongorora magwaro.
He will read the scripture again.
Vaiverenga gwaro zvekare.
Now our Bible is wrote in English.
Bhaibheri redu rakanyorwa nechirungu.
It was not written in English in the first place.
Pakutanga kwaro ranga risina
kunyorwa nechirungu. It was actually translated into English.
Rakatodudzirwa kuenda muchirungu.
So in English, words change from time to time.
Zvino muchirungu mashoko anoshanduka nguva nenguva.
Tochidedu asi chinochinja nemwaka unenge uripo.
We like the language, but it changes according to season.
Amen. For instance,
semenzaniso,
in St. John 14, which we are not going to read,
kuna John 14,
it's written, in my father's house is many mansions.
Mumba ya baba wangu mune muzinda yakawanda.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
In a house, there are many mansions.
Mumbaka mune mizinda yakawanda.
Amen. Vanomaka makai.
Those that can mark, you can go ahead
Amen.
And mark that statement.
A mansion is a house.
Muzinda ka imba.
Amen. Well, then, what you do with that then is to run back to the original.
Zvino zvaunozoita nezvakadai izvi, unodzokera pakutanga, pashoko rokutanga.
Inini pandaingoverenga kuti in my father's house are many mansions, zvaimbondibata, and ndaitonzogutsikana zvakatokwana.
When I read the scripture, I'd be satisfied. This is complete.
But Brother Branham might know.
Brother Branham would say no.
A mansion in a house.
How can a mansion imba muzinda mukuru opinda mumba?
Amen. I think it should be the other way around.
But I was no fan of it in English.
So he would go back to where it started.
Amen.
So he says, what you do with that then is to run back to the original and see what James meant.
Zvaunozoita unodzokera kumavambo una James airevei.
And go back to the Hebrew.
Woenda kuBhaibheri rechiHebheru.
And to the Greek.
Woenda kune rechiGreek.
From the first translation.
Padudziro yokutanga chai.
Brother Branham, vaisecha. Amen. And in this, it says.
Zvino mune iri mune aya magwara aya
zvinokwakabviswa nyaya iyoyi yokuti in my father's house are many mansions.
The source of this story where it was said in my father's house there's many mansions.
Where it came from is written in my father's kingdom is many palaces.
Dudziro yokutanga inoti muumambo hwababa vangu mune mizinda yakawanda.
Well then you come back to the time that the translator translated the King James.
Muzosvika panguva yekuti mududziri akadudzirira chirungu chamambo King James.
The kingdom was called in English a house.
Umambo muchirungu chekare hwainzi musha kana kuti imba.
And the king was a father over his delegates.
Uye mambo vakanga vari baba pane vanhu vaitungamirira.
There is the reason they translated that way.
Ndochikonzero vakadudzira nenzira iyi.
In my father's house is many mansions.
See?
And then you get those words and you have to hunt them up. If a fellow would just read and say, in my father's house is many mansions, it wouldn't stop to study. And you don't stop to study.
Iwe woregeza kumbomira zvishoma wonzvera.
Pray.
Wonamata.
You would be all confused.
Unotozoviringika.
See, but just keep praying.
Tarira asiramba uchinamata.
God always makes it right.
Mwari vanogara
vachizvigadzirisa. If it comes from God.
Kana zvabva kuna Mwari.
Amen. And now John explains the change.
Johani anotsanangura shanduko iripo iyi.
How it comes about.
Kuti zvinouya sei.
He doesn't explain it rather.
Amen.
Brother Branham vaiti akataura chimwe chinhu, something would check him.
Brother Branham, when you speak something, speak about
so
something.
So he's
something
saying,
will
God
you.
Explains how the change comes. Amen. Then he says he doesn't explain it. But Peter does. Amen. John just says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. He doesn't explain how that comes to be. But Peter explains. Amen. He says, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Okay. He says, John just said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. First heavens and the first earth was passed away. There was no more sea. I, John, saw the holy city coming from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned to a husband. That's what John says. But we turn back to 2 Peter now, to find out Peter explains how this process will come about. Now, if you look at what John said, it sounds like, for the first heavens and the first earth was passed away annihilated. And that sounds very strange. So that's what struck me.
Probably you're not seeing where this is. Because these things, it's the word of God.
They can never
be destroyed.
Amen. And I don't want to put my words. Amen. And that sounds very strange. So that's what struck me. And I begin to look for the word pass away.
Amen.
I think we should study this way when we study our message. Amen. But it's clear that both of these apostles and the prophets we're talking of the same thing. Amen. Okay. Let's open Isaiah 65.
Isaiah 65.
Amen. So we are still to hear what happened when Brother Branham went to search for the word pass away. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 65.
Isaiah 65.
Okay. Maybe. Can you read it in Shona there, brother?
Yeah.
From verse. Just read Isaiah 65 from verse 17.
Isaiah 65, 17.
Before you read it, Brother Branham here is saying. He is talking about that Isaiah spoke of it. He spoke about the millennium, which is 1,000 years, like you have said. When he talks, he says the former things have passed away. And how they will build houses and inhabit them. Amen. So read verse 17, brother.
17. Nokuti tarirai ndinosika denga itsva nenyika itsva. Zvinhu zvakare hazvingarangarirwi kana kufungwa mumoyo.
Amen. So Brother Branham, after reading that scripture, he says, now Isaiah the prophet was one of the prophets that wrote exactly the entire Bible in prophecy.
Vanozoti Isaiah ndiye mumwe vamwe vaprofita vakanyora Bhaibheri rose muchiprofita.
Amen. He starts out with the creation.
Vanotangira pakusikwa kwezvinhu.
Amen. So if you read Isaiah, he talks of how things were created.
Vanotaura pamusoro pekusikwa kwakaitwa zvinhu.
And in the middle of the Bible,
pakati pebhaibheri,
Isaiah 40, he comes around John the Baptist.
Anosvika kutaura pamusoro paJohani Mubhabhatidzi.
Panoti the voice crying in the wilderness.
Inzwire uyo anodanidzira ari murenje.
Isaiah 40. Amen. Then winds up in the book of Revelation.
Ozogumira mubhuku rezvakazarurwa.
In the millennium.
Muchuru chemakore.
You know there are 66 books in the Bible.
Mune mabhuku 66 mubhaibheri.
And Isaiah wrote 66 chapters.
Zvino Isaiah akanyorawo machapter 66.
So he actually wrote a commentary of the whole Bible.
Akatonyora tsananguro yeBhaibheri rose.
Amen. So he says, behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and former things have passed away.
Vanotitarirai ndasika denga idzva nenyika idzva, zvinhu zvakare zvatopfuura.
Not to be remembered.
Hazvicharangarirwa.
Amen. But be glad and rejoice. Even in that which I create for, behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoice and a people a joy. When you get home, just read the whole chapter of Isaiah 65. You will hear that shumba ichadya huswa inenge sade nyama.
The lion will feed together with the lambs. Amen. On grass.
Amen. That's the millennium.
Though millennium is.
Apana chenge chichadya chimwe.
They won't be predators. The prey and predators there.
Amen. What a promise of these prophets and great sages.
Even before yakadini
nemaprofita of the Bible.
But this is the Bible.
Way back in ancient days.
Karikari
this glorious day come.
Vachiona zuva iri rakabwinyiswa richiuya.
Hama dzangu vaiona zuva richiuya
iri. They would see the coming of this day.
Daniel akariona richiuya.
Daniel saw that this day coming.
Akapizuni zvichava rini ko izvi.
Says when shall these things be?
Akanziwa Daniel enda hako.
Says Daniel go thy way.
Namira book.
You must seal up the book.
Asine mazoku petsira.
But in the last day,
zvakavanzika zvichaiswa pachena.
These mysteries will be revealed.
Isu vanhu vacho vakisikwa zvinhu zvacho pachena.
We are the people that have these mysteries revealed.
Zvakavanzikwa vakuma vakaita sana Daniel.
These mysteries that were hid from the men like Daniel.
Brother Branham woti kana ndainzi chusa nguva yekurarama ndaida zvakanhasa.
And Brother Branham was says you must
choose the day to live. Kwete kuti uda kuziva zvimwe zvinhu kuti zvichava rini. Onzi aiwa brother.
Not you wanting to desire to know when things will happen, and he will tell you it's not for your day.
Not
the days of Paul to know and part and prophesy in when the complete thing comes, then the one in part is taken away.
Amen. Okay, he goes on to say, Amen. He says, but these passages, the passages that we read, one might think, or be led rather, to believe that the whole planet of this earth will be destroyed. I don't want to ask people who thought that the whole earth planet was going to be destroyed. I don't want to ask that. I make a new heaven and a new earth. That the heavens will be gone and the earth will be gone. Completely annihilated. But a close study. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can see the truth of this. Amen. How many would want to know the truth of this?
Amen.
And that's what we are going into. Amen. That's why it was a very important subject. Amen. It is only the atmospheres around it the sin that's upon the earth.
Zvino zvakakomberedza nyika nechivi chiri panyika.
Amen. That will be destroyed.
Ndozvichaparadzwa.
Amen. Amen. Zvakakomberedza.
The atmosphere.
Amen. Mwaka hana basa nenyika iyi, ane basa nezvakakomberedza.
God is not mindful of the earth,
amen,
but the surroundings and the atmosphere.
MaZimbabweans kana ari muno marudzisa zvimwe zvinhu.
If the Zimbabweans are here, they will understand some of these
things. Amen. 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 But isusu tiri vekudenga. Amen.
Ameno kwamboenda
kwasi isusu tiri vekudenga.
I don't know what your mind is going to do, but we are heavenly beings.
Amen. Amen. He says here, it's not the earth or the heavens that's going to be destroyed. But the atmospheres. Amen. Amen. That's what's going to be destroyed. Amen. The politics, evil spirits, that's what's going to be annihilated. It has to be done that way. Because we are going to live right here. We will prove that by the Bible. Right here is where we live. Amen. Amen. That's where Adam and Eve were staying.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now notice. This seals gems, all sickness and things will be completely taken away. All of this is existence that's in the earth now. Many systems, politics, sin, all kinds of evil, spirits. That's the world. That the world is contaminated with. And all the heavens above us. Even here is contaminated with evil spirits. Now we are going to go deep and long in this sea. Amen. So the whole atmosphere is contaminated. The earth is contaminated. Amen. Satan is still here.
Satan achiri popano.
Amen. That's the reason all these things happen. He is still here.
Achiri pano.
And all of his evil forces are still here. Notice that's why the earth now is so filthy. That's why this calm and ridiculous things that goes on. Bloodshed, war, politics, sin, adultery, all kinds of filthiness goes on. It's because that Satan is the ruler of this earth and this atmosphere.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Satan ano control amune zvemucha denga.
Satan is tampering around with the heavenlies. I preached in Zaka.
No, but that's because police station near Zaka.
And I came to Zaka police station.
And the police officers. Panemwe mukadzi womuno muzaka akarova muti panapa nemheni aka ndopi muti wacho.
Then I asked the policeman that I heard of a story. Then I went and I saw the tree.
Amen.
That was struck by lightning.
Amen. Why wakatokwatuko brother?
The tree was in tatters.
Because mukadzi akati ndine zvinhu zvandoda kusarenda zvandinetsa.
Because the woman said, I've got things that I want to surrender that have given me trouble.
You know
how the police people can be. Roamuti.
Amen. No bottle kwaturo.
And the tree was struck.
Amen. Satan ano control zvemhepo.
Satan is controlling.
Amen.
The atmosphere.
Amen.
These are the things that must be destroyed.
Amen. Amen. Fine. Let's go back to our subject.
Amen.
I don't want to divert.
Amen.
Amen. So it's contaminated. While both the heavens and the earth now is contaminated with the devils. Amen. It says here, with the devils that can accuse us before God. Jesus is there to intercede for us. While the accusers keep pointing a finger. They did this. But the blood still covers. I'm thankful for the blood of our Lord Jesus.
He's
still fresh and still flowing. He came to redeem that elected. That he foresaw. That's why it's so filthy today. Amen. Then Brother Branham goes on to say, here the apostle, 2 Peter here, amen, he refers to these stages of the earth. Amen. So Peter talks of three stages of the earth. He says the world that was. Amen. Out of water and in water. And that one which was out of water was after being destroyed by water. There is another one now waiting for fire. You know the earth was covered by water. And out of the water came out an earth. Amen. And that earth was covered by water. And now there is one which is now going to be destroyed by fire. After the water subsides. Amen. So here Peter is saying, see, he gets three stages of it. Notice how he brings them. The old world stood out of the water. And now that was the antediluvian world. Amen. Fine. Now the one that is this present one that we are living in now, which is called world. The old world that stood out of water is referring to Genesis 1 verse 1, which we are not going to read.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Now, and the world that is now present. And then, again, he refers to another one. The world that is to come. The new world. Three worlds. Three stages of the world. Now notice how God makes plain to us this plan of redemption.
Now, this story or this subject has got something to do with redemption.
Oh, this just thrilled my soul. When I saw it. Amen. Now, he makes plain to us here, now, his plan of redemption. Now, compare what we see with our own eyes. What God has done to redeem this world. He has done the same plan to redeem his people. Amen. The same way God was redeeming the earth. It's the same way that he is redeeming you and me. Amen. Amen. Brother Branham says, when I saw it, it thrilled my soul. It's indeed bringing your soul also. Amen. Amen. He says here. Okay. Now, compare what we see with our own eyes with what God has redeemed this world. He has done the same plan to redeem his people. For the unchangeable God changes not any of his plans or anything.
It's
such a glorious thing. Now, he led us to himself. To a tabernacle in us by three stages of grace. Just like he led the world in three stages. As God will come to the world after it has gone through three different stages of purification.
Jesu
achakamba achiri mudenga, haui kushika nyika, yapinda in three stages.
Until the world has passed through the three stages of purification.
Amen. Anokamba ari muchadenga.
You remain in the heavenlies.
That scripture you find it in Acts.
Jesus,
we are talking about Amen.
In the heavens, until everything has been restored.
Amen.
Completely.
In three stages.
He will wait for the earth to pass through the three stages.
That's exactly how he comes to us through three stages of grace. I have taught that at the beginning. I have never changed this since. It's God's word. Amen. Malachi says, I am God, I change not. Man changes. Time changes. Amen. Ages changes. Dispensations changes. But God remains the same.
Perfect.
What a hope that ought to give the sick people. Amen. He was going to pray for the sick afterwards. If he ever healed a person, he has to do it again. When the same conditions is met. If he ever saved a man, he has got to do it. On the same grounds he did in the first time. If he ever filled a man with the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, he has got to do it on the same grounds. He did the first time. If he ever raised a man up from the grave, he has got to do it the second time. Every other time, on the same principle, he doesn't change. Amen. Notice how God makes it plain to us. And that wasn't a great confirmation. And if that wasn't a great confirmation, a great loving blessing from God, when I saw this and see that since a boy, first time ever Christ dealt with me, I still always taught those three stages of grace. Amen. Now the first step is repentance towards God. Then what follows is baptism. And then you are baptized in Jesus' name. Because baptism follows. Showing that repentance was genuine.
We can
come
and
fail
to be baptized.
Amen.
You haven't believed on it.
Amen.
Yet.
that has nothing to do, he says, in the remit of past sins. When you repent and you are baptized, the sins are remitted. That has nothing to do with the future sin. It only remits. Repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. Remission, taking away of past sin, has nothing to do with the future. Just your sin, sin that's been chopped off. You can't repent on what Adam did. You never did it. Amen. You just get forgiveness for what you've done. That old nature is still there. So when you repent and you are forgiven, but that old nature is still there. Let me take this board just a minute. Brother Branham made a board, but I don't have. I've requested the brothers to do it for me. I don't know how computers work. Amen. But they tried their best, they couldn't get. But while I was seated there, I was thinking, I was leaning on a calendar in the office back there. If a brother could get a page of an expired month, I could demonstrate something. But if the month is still June, please leave it like that. I will just demonstrate it. Amen. I wanted the brothers to do it for me. I thought it can be done so easily, but I told them in time. It was going to work. Brother Branham says here, now here is a human heart. Amen. So Brother Branham had a board in his church. So he drew a heart of a man, which we want to do very soon. And we would want some two young volunteers, young men, to hold the paper that I'm going to draw. Amen. Amen. So Brother Branham says here, I will read so that you get how Brother Branham did it. I will read some few things thereafter, and then we'll call it a day. He says here, here is a human heart. I am long ways from being an artist.
Amen.
And I am also far away from being an artist.
Amen.
Here is a human heart. So just imagine in your heart, in your mind, a human heart. Amen. Now this one over here has a snake in it. So, amen. Amen. Yeah, yes, that's it. Fine. It won't take me 2 minutes. Thank you very much. I needed a marker if it was there, so that they see also in the balcony. Amen. 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 Hey, they are inspired people here. Amen. Brother knew that I needed a marker before I even had it. Amen. Amen. Like Brother Branham said, he was a very poor artist.
Brother Branham was a draw.
Amen. 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 So I want some volunteers here. Amen.
One more.
One other brother, I'm asking you.
Brother, we are
you always stand here, so it won't be a problem for you. Amen. My brother, you will be writing some things in there. Amen. But I will put a snake for you because you cannot put a snake. And a dove. That's my dove. Amen. Just think it's a dove. Amen. Amen. So Brother Branham says here is a human heart.
Brother Branham, pano pani moyo munhu.
Amen. And this one over here,
uyo riko koyo.
Brother, can you stand on the other side? Yeah, you pointing to the one I'm talking of. That over there,
uyo riko koyo.
Yeah, that one over there has a snake in it.
Une nyoka mairi.
That thing.
Do chili.
Here, he has his life. The one who is inside
has got his life. He wants to live in another person's heart.
Amen. Amen. This over here is a dove. Amen. In it, which is the Holy Spirit. Yeah, he is his life. Well, this one here, he has malice. Can you write malice on that one with the snake? Amen. Hatred.
Ruvengo.
Envy.
Godo.
The other
thing is you finish it up.
Amen. That's what's causing it. This fellow here is causing malice, hatred, and jealousy. That's what's causing it. This fellow here,
that snake is the cause.
Well,
that.
This one over here is love, joy,
and faro.
Long suffering, etc. And that's what does it down there. Amen. Brother, okay, fine. You can sit down. Thank you. But the brothers, I want them to be standing for a little while. Now, when you are asked or you are forgiven of your sins, you have only done this. Amen. Maybe I need that marker, brother. Sorry. Or you can cancel your malice and hatred there. Amen. So when it says here, when you are forgiven your sins, you have only done this. Taken away. I think Brother Branham, because he was writing on a board, he rubbed malice and hatred.
Malice and hatred.
But the thing that he made you do it is still there.
Amen.
Because you can attend the Okaka.
If you've repented,
when
we baptize you,
it's no good. We'll
tell you that
whatever,
you must start associating with Christ. Speak like a
Christian.
One of these days, you will discover that you are now a Christian.
You will
be starving that snake.
Because
it's
hatred, jealousy.
Jealousy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's why you
must leave those associates in the world. Look for friends amongst these people. You continue going there. It will be eating like it's in a race.
Amen. Amen. Not
because if somebody has been forgiven,
and
Satan
speaks,
and he finds that there is nothing resident in there, he knows
tomorrow
is a
chapter.
So he looks for others that are better than these.
And
doubt that he sneaks in.
And
they don't want
to be a
baby.
It's
a baby, puts it in
a
plastic
bag.
That snake is hungry and it's eating.
Amen. 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 Okay. He says here. Okay, so when you repent, you have only done that, taken away that. But the thing that made you do it is still there. That's the old root of evil is still there. Notice, when you repent and are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, that He forgave you for your sins, then secondly, comes the sanctification, which sets our mind in order for holiness.
The
second stage of redemption, guys. To think right. Because
anybody that's horror thoughts in the church, if you're like that, you cannot have wrong thoughts in church. This is not the place. You must go to your place.
Amen. Taking away sanctification. Actually, sanctification is a compound Greek word which means cleaned and set aside for service.
Sanctification is Greek, wagadzirira shumiro.
Amen. Then next comes the baptism of fire and the Holy Ghost. That God might dwell in us. And the fire of God cleanses out our heart from sin and puts the Holy Ghost inside. Then we bring forth the same life that this did. Because that's in us. Amen. So that's the third thing that comes. It's the fire of God.
The fire and the snake. The snakes would run
Amen.
For life.
Amen.
So that snake needs to be intoxicated by the Holy Spirit to die. Can speak to them, but
Amen.
Because that snake needs the Holy Spirit to die. That
Amen.
Snake.
Then
the Holy Spirit comes.
Amen. Brother Branham anotaura achitiwo. Zvakafanana nokuti urufamba hako muyadhi mako.
Like you're moving around your yard.
Mama sisters mungo akavachigeza zvavo maplace so.
Sisters can be washing dishes.
Vanogona kunganganwawo. Haichero isu tokanganwawo.
Even we do.
Vangona kunganganwa maspoon nemama maglass, matambla. Vonogasa mugomba remarara.
Throw it in the rubbish pit.
Saka iwo unogona kuenda pagomba remarara. Ona glass rimo mo.
And you see a water glass.
What is that?
Then you look at it.
Rine china yes.
But you see, it's a proper glass.
What is Torah?
You take it.
That's
the sinner that is repented. That is the condition that they are
Amen.
In.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, that person has to be washed.
You
go to the wife. Her adventure, the child did it.
Amen. Amen. I
was renting a house in Glenview.
Amen.
Now the landlady. I had a number of kids. So the dishes, they are a bit more. My wife would almost always be on the sink washing the
dishes.
So this woman would she notices, it's an adult. So she'd go to the front of the... What are you wasting the water from the tape?
Amen. 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 All right. Amen. Okay. Let's go back to our subject.
When that glass has been washed, that's taken out of the trash can. Then they put it amongst the others in the sideboard.
And
it is going to wait for its turn when the visitor comes.
Amen. Fine. He says here. Yeah. Then the next comes the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Notice in the natural birth. Brothers,
you can
take it. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, brothers.
Thank you.
Let's wind up. So, Brother Branham talks about the natural birth. When a mother is giving birth, blood, water, and then the spirit after the baby is punk on the back. Amen. There are three stages. Notice sanctification, the second stage of it. Cleanses the mind. Sets the heart. Sanctification, what it does, it cleans the mind.
You need to cleanse the mind.
The heart should be set in order. The mind of the heart in order of holiness. A man can repent of sin, and he is still thinking of it. Well, maybe he's an immoral man. Every immoral looking woman he finds is still there.
That snake is still there.
Amen. Maybe he is a drunkard. Every time he smells a drink, he's still there. But then when he gets sanctified, that cleanses that desire out of him. Saka sanctification inokuita kuti ustave kanyoka kaya kaya.
Sanctification makes you starve.
It takes the want of it away. Amen.
Amen.
The beer I used to drink, I drink it no more.
Amen.
Hausina kana havi acho.
You've got no taste.
He can still be tempted. But he takes the want of it away. Still, he is not right yet. Then he is baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Cleansed, burnt out. Cleansed up. And then put into the service of God. Sanctification only sets aside for service. So Brother Branham talks of Martin Luther justification, John Wesley sanctification, and the Pentecostals baptism of the Holy Ghost. How striking now. He takes the place where we are to dwell in through the same process.
Matano
atorwa pamunhu kuti unopangwa itwa justified, sanctified, baptism of the Holy Ghost.
The same process is on a man, justification, sanctification,
baptism. Inopangwa kuitwa justified, sanctified, and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Must be sanctified, justified, and baptized of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. That process is to be. Notice the interdiluvian world After it had repented, through the bride of that day,
Noah,
he gave it a water baptism and covered it with water. Then justification, showing that he is on the road to call this fallen world from Eden back to restoration again. Then Christ came and shed his blood upon it. That was sanctification.
No sanctification.
So what happened in Noah's day was a baptism to the earth that we are living in. And when Jesus shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, it was sanctification. Now it's waiting for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. See, the heart has to be cleansed like that before God can come down in a person in the form of the Holy Ghost, which is Christ coming down and dwell in a human heart. It first must be repented. It must be baptized in water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to show that it belongs to him. Then it must be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, and then the holy fire comes down then. How can he be a sinner and redeemed at the same time? How can I be in a pawn shop and out of the pawn shop at the same time? Amen. It's not
possible.
Amen. Saka ndo kukuinda kukuinda zvinhu zvacho nai.
So this is where this is the direction.
Let me close with this.
You
see, I have not gone into the heavenly home of the heavenly bride and the heavenly groom and the earthly bride. And
Brother Branham
says,
Branham
notice here, some of you Bible students, especially Dr. Vale, looking at me.
Dr. Lee Vale, Vakantari.
So Brother Lee Vale was actually looking at the prophet while he was preaching. Amen. I think he was hearing this for the first time. Bible school has this way.
You don't hear this in the Bible school.
Amen. Notice in Peter, it's actually the third chapter.
Chapter 3.
He uses the word world as a Greek word. In the Greek, world means cosmos. Cosmos means the world order. Amen. So in Peter, where we read, we heard that the world would pass away. Amen. So Brother Branham says he went into searching the word pass away. Amen. Branham, or world, and so that it means world order.
The earth
shall pass away. Melt the elements with fervent heat.
See,
doesn't mean that the earth, the planet, is going to pass away. Amen. But the world, cosmos, politics, the sinners, the system, sin, diseases, germs, everything that's wrong will pass away. Everything that God once shook the heavens, but this time he said he would shake the earth and the heavens. He shook the earth, rather. Then this time he is going to shake the heavens.
Gwaino vachazunguza zvese denga nenyika.
For we receive a kingdom that cannot be moved.
Nekuti tinogamuchira umambo usingazunguzuke.
Amen. So it's not the planet Earth that's going to pass away.
Haisiri nyika pasirino patakatsika ichapfuura.
But it's the systems, the politics, hurongwa
hunotonga nyika
nezvivi. Amen. Mwari hana kuparadza ini. Amen.
God did not destroy me.
Amen. Kauti hana kuparadza brother.
Or did not destroy the brother.
Vakabisa zvinhu zvakavakomberedza.
He removed the criminal elements around him.
Nonga tikuzviona ka zvikuitwa pamunhu ndozvikuitwa panyika.
What is happening on the man is what is happening on the earth.
Anongo kuparadza zvakapoteredza ndozvari
them that are surrounding the
iwewe uri chisikwa chamwari.
You are a heavenly creature.
Uri mwanakomana wamwari.
You are a son of
God. Wakasikwa nomufananidzo wamwari.
You are made in the image of God.
Anokuda kuti udzokere back kwawaiva.
He wants you to go back to where you were.
Saka anongo kuparadza zvinhu zvawakasangana nazvo panyika.
So he destroys them that are surrounding you.
Iye akakika Satan kudenga no adonera panyika.
Satan
auya nemweya yekutambudza vanakomana nevanasikana nevanhu.
To trouble the children of God.
But iwewe uri raidziwe.
But you are well, you are right.
Amen. Muvengi wako ndeuyuyu. Amen.
Your enemy is this flesh.
Amen. Amen. Nyama iyi ndiwo muvengi wako.
This flesh is your enemy.
Ndiwo greatest enemy wako.
Ndiye muvengi wako mukuru.
Amen. Kaukati brother, musi right.
You say brother, you are not right.
Maoka ako akanongedzeka iwewe.
Fingers, three of them even.
Saka kune voti yakawanda ndiwe wacho na iwewe.
You are outnumbered in the vote. You are the one that is not all right.
Amen. 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 So he says here.
Anoti pano.
Now notice. Peter said, and will melt the fervent heat and the works therein burnt up, not the planet. The works therein, the works of men, all their politicians and their schemes and all their denominations and the many schemes will all go with it when it burns. Amen. Then let me close in this. How many of you want to put down this word, the Greek word, pass away? It comes from the word. I had to find out. I thought, how is this world going to pass away?
Brother,
mzaiva netsa kuti nyika inei
ichapfuura.
Amen. Kuparara zvachose kusazomborangarirwa. Zvinoita seizvozvo. Isu tichinzi tichagara pano. Amen. So he checked this word pass away. I had to find out, I thought. How is the world going to pass away? And yet we are to live on it. Amen. That was his puzzle. But if you will notice, some of you people that wants to put it down, I will spell it for you. I
want
you to pronounce it. Then he spells the word P-A-R-E-R-E-C-O. Chomia. Pararekomia.
Pararekomia.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Now, that way I said, when I get the inspiration strike me for something.
So, inspiration struck
him. Then I go back to find out the word. Now here I can't spell the word. I can't pronounce it. But in that the Lord has still give me a way. I go and find out what that word means. Then I got it. Then I got it again. Heavens and earth will pass away. Now, this word means starting from one form to another. It does not mean annihilation. As the English word would mean pass away. It's annihilated. And the English word would mean pass away. It's annihilated. But the Hebrew word or Greek, the word here does not mean pass away. It means from passing from one thing to another.
Look,
but to pass from one condition to another. Amen. What does it mean? The earth will be loosed from the grip of Satan. It will be loosed. It will be loosed from politics. It will be loosed from denominationalism. Religious systems to be used for the kingdom of God established in here on the earth. But as long as it's on the hands of Satan, politics, Satan, the ruler of this earth, he owns it. It belongs to him. But now Christ has redeemed it. Moza Christ anatombozviramba.
Christ did not even
Satan akauya akati iwe.
Satan said you.
Ingoti pugamira mheni ndikupe nyika iyi.
I will give you this earth.
Jesus ana kuzviramba izvozvo.
Jesus did not refuse.
Akambvango muti bva pano. Amen. Akabati zvakanyorwa zvichinzi.
It is written.
Makavakanaka ngatisumukei.
God is good. Let's stand on our feet.
Amen. 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 Timbe rumbo bana.
We need to